Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there, friends. Next week, we'll be checking back in with Father Ben and the St. Patrick's family for our first ever St. Patrick's Day Festival. But in the meantime, we're excited to bring you the pilot of another show called Josie's Lonely Hearts Club. Josie's Lonely Hearts Club is a semi-improvised audio drama set in the studio of New Mexico's third best romantic advice call-in show. On air, listeners eavesdrop as Josie squares off against top improvisers and her engineer Frank. Each episode's off-air vignettes chart her journey from melancholy Joanne Holtzinger to nationally syndicated sensation Josie Heller. What results is an often hilarious and surprisingly human show exploring the risks we idiots take every time we fall in or out of love. Co-created by star Rachel Music and Maximilian Clark of Superhuman Public Radio, this fantastic semi-unscripted chat show has hit the ground running this year with 5 8-episode seasons planned between now and January 2025. Folks that love the confessional, intimate format of Forgive Me will find so much to love from this show, and I hope you'll join me for the ride. Take a listen to their pilot episode right here, right now, and go find Josie's Lonely Hearts Club on the podcatcher of your choice to marathon the rest.
Woo! Coming in hot, Miss H.
Don't I know it.
Care to share with the rest of the class?
You ever been speed dating?
Oh, no, I'm only certified to slow date in New Mexico.
Yeah, I guarantee you speed dating was a man's idea.
Like the Choco Taco.
Well, let's take all the romance of a cattle call and shoehorn it into a game of musical chairs where the winner gets to drive off on a brand new hog.
So you would be the motorcycle in this analogy?
Just play me in. This energy's got to go somewhere. God,
all right. Dang. Sure thing, hog.
Oh, I heard that. Good night, cuties, and welcome to Josie's Lonely Hearts Club. I'm your host, Josie Heller. Let's spend the night together. As you might imagine, I know how to make a great first impression, but truly, in my heart, I think they're overrated. I've got this friend. Let's call her Mary Jo. Now, Mary Jo is a catch, a total babe. Her being single is an affront to God. Now, Mary Jo told me she had a date lined up, and she asked if we could meet for a drink beforehand. So when I get to the hotel bar in Los Cerrillos, folks, I've never seen this poor gal so keyed up. I say, trying to calm her down, you know, hey, at least he's meeting you someplace fancy. Though a hotel bar's a skosh presumptuous for my taste. I ask her, when's her date going to arrive? And she babbles out this apology. I can't make heads or tails of it. I'm terrible at first impressions, she says. And just before I can ask her what she means by that, the bartender brings the bottle back over and says, you ladies here for the speed dating? Now, MJ looks guilty, embarrassed, like she's gonna face a firing squad. So you tell me, listeners, just what was I supposed to do? I tell that bartender, you bet we are. And I grab myself a name tag, I write down the first name I can think of, and I head out to find Mary Jo, the love of her life. If you've never been on display at this meat market, it's terribly impersonal. I mean, how can anybody get a proper read on someone after only 2 minutes? It distills the whole Viennese waltz of courtship into a two-step of superficial impulses or ready-made anecdotes. And it goes both ways. So take my first date, Warren. After he's done explaining his job and his dream vacation, I tell him, I'm actually just here to support Mary Jo. Warren says, oh, the cat lady? And I say, oh, you must mean the architect and volunteer EMT who happens to own a wonderful cat, before I was saved by the buzzer and my next encounter. I ended the night thinking, I had Mary Jo's next 8 clocked. It had to be that clean-cut retired Air Force guy, the one who loved bluegrass. But we link up back at the bar, and she's only got eyes for Warren.
Ugh. Bleh.
Warren? You mean the cat-hating workaholic? She just swoons. Oh, he's been saving up to take his mother to Montreal. Montreal. What a dreamboat. And for a moment, I was just gawking at her. Had we met the same man? And then I realized that... No. No, we didn't. And that's the problem with first impressions. And that's tonight's show. Let's light up the board, cuties. Give me your best wrong impressions, your worst good impressions, hell, your Christopher Walken impressions. It's 505-555-KDNM, but you already knew that, didn't you? Frank, who's our first caller?
Yeah, coming up first, we have Violet calling in from Mesquite.
Violet, you're on the air.
Hi, Josie. Great to be on the show.
Oh, good to have you.
Thanks. Yeah, so I know a thing about first impressions. I'm actually really good at them.
Oh, wonderful.
Except there was one time that my first impression didn't exactly go as planned.
Oh, tell me all about it.
Well, I've been seeing this guy for about 3 months. And he decided to bring me up to his family cabin. He's told me all about the family reunions at this cabin, mm-hmm. how beautiful it'll be. So we go up, and I'm going to meet everybody. But we go up the night before.
Okay.
And, you know, we have fun having the place to ourselves. And he wanted to take me on this romantic little rowboat ride.
Okay.
It's early in the relationship, and he was really still romancing me.
Oh.
We go down to the lake, and he takes me out in this little rowboat. And it is just, like... fairy tale beautiful. The lake is like a glass surface, perfectly calm with this mist coming in. There were these nesting herons, and the whole thing was, shall we say, effective.
Oh, I see.
And so we began amorous activities in the rowboat.
I am so impressed. I don't want to grill you on the mechanics of it, but I imagine your momentum would need to
be... You have to be careful about the direction of the swaying, so to speak.
Oh, so you had to go stern to bow.
Exactly.
It sounds magical.
Until...
Uh-oh.
Until we heard shrieks, and it turns out we were floating by the dock where his family, who had been setting up...
Oh...
Yeah, his mom had been holding a picnic basket that she had dropped. His aunt was trying to cover the eyes of his teenage cousin, who loves me, by the way.
I don't doubt it, Violet. You sound like a real looker. So that is a hell of a way to meet the to meet the family. What did you do?
I think I managed to say howdy before jumping into the lake. Where... nothing but a life jacket.
Did you put the life jacket on over your naked body?
What? You gotta practice safe sex, right, Josie?
You do. You do.
It was really rocking, so it was a legitimate safety measure. So long story short, we're married now.
Oh, well, there are few places to go in there. It's all uphill from there.
Well, I won't say it didn't take a bit to overcome. You know, we had our second kid last year, and his father, my father-in-law, still can't look me in the eye.
Oh, good.
I think it made his Mima like me better, though. She always winks at me when we see each other.
Oh, that's wonderful. Game respects game. Maybe gam-gam respects game.
She's a salt-of-the-earth kind of lady, I think.
Oh, I love it. Ladies after my own heart.
Well, just to echo your point that, you know, there's first impressions aren't everything.
No, I don't think they are. In Mima's case, you know, that was all she needed. You got the seal of approval from Mima. Indeed, first impressions come in all shapes, sizes, and boats. Thank you so much, Violet. You have a great evening.
Thanks, Josie.
All right. Well, what did we learn? If the boat comes a-rockin', watch out for family. Frank, who've we got coming up?
You know, Josie, I've been in that same boat.
That same boat? I hope they cleaned it first.
Josie, the stories I could tell you from my days rowing crew.
Oh, really? So you're a real coxswain.
All right, coming up next, we have Owen calling in from Crestview.
Owen, welcome to the show.
Hey, hey, Josie.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going all right. How can I help?
I was wondering if you had any advice on how to make a good first impression. That's what this is about, right?
Owen, you want to know how to make first impressions on ladies? Of course, I think I can help you out with there.
What am I supposed to say? What do I do?
Let's reverse engineer this. What sort of impression do you want to make? What do you want me to come away saying about Owen?
I'm a nice guy. I make you feel safe. I make you feel good inside.
Where do you typically meet women? That might help.
I'm a bouncer. I follow Korn on tour, so I go see all the Korn shows. I'm a knight of the Korn, so I go into the mosh pits. I make sure nobody's, getting hurt, nobody getting trampled. So I'll go up to a lady. I'll say, what are you doing here?
Oh.
Why are you coming here?
Okay. Well, you're a big guy? Big guy bouncer?
Yeah, I'm about 6'6".
Oh, my goodness. Maybe instead of saying, what are you doing here, try, what brings you to the concert?
What brings you to the concert?
That's a little better.
What's in your bag?
Well,
what things are important to you in your life that you carry around with you everywhere? I have this picture of my meemaw. But that, and we never get there.
Oh, so you're a gentle giant.
I just want to have a lady in a garden. And, I just want the kind of love you see in one of those Nora Ephron movies, I've always wanted to drive up the California one on a motorcycle for 3 days. Stop at all the vineyards, I love a good Merlot.
I see. Well, then maybe the answer is you shouldn't be finding women on the job at concerts. Find out if there are any botanical gardens around nearby, or a farmer's market, something that gets you outside, something that allows you to point over there and say, hey, lady to my left, look over there. Isn't that a cute doggy?
What are you doing over there? What's that dog doing?
We're going to figure out how to really fine-tune these icebreakers. You're at a farmer's market, and you and a lady that you've just laid eyes on are both standing near the rutabagas, and you say, nice to meet you. Come here often?
Nice to meet you. You come here all the time?
Ah.
Where were you last Friday?
Well, hi there. Come here often?
You come here often?
Okay. You're at a dog park, and somebody has a really sweet little puppy with them, and ask them, how old is your pup? Try that.
How old is your pup? 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 Is that a Pekingese you got there? That is such a cute dog.
Okay.
Oh, what'd it be a shame if something happened to such a cute dog
all
like
right.
that. I could just eat it up.
All right. Away from the dog, what are some of the other places that you go to?
I go to car shows. You ever do that?
Uh-huh. How about you say, what's your dream car? Try it.
Oh, what's your dream car?
Oh, that actually kind of works. I could hear how excited you are about the car. Maybe you gotta find a lady who's into cars.
What's your dream car? What are your dreams? Where do you want to go when you're old? What's on your bucket list?
That is the way in for you, and I think you really hit on something great here. I wish you all the luck with these future lucky ladies of yours, and you have yourself a wonderful night.
Thanks so much, Josie. I'm feeling better already. You have a good night.
I appreciate that, Owen. All right.
Wow, what a sweet... sorry. What a sweet story. Coming up next, we have Nathaniel. Really eager to talk to you.
Nathaniel, welcome to the show.
This might sound a little strange, but I think that you and I have already met. Yeah, I was at a little speed dating event last week, and I'm almost positive.
That's heard... so interesting. That was not me.
I don't know about that. Your voice sounds pretty unique to me. You had long, dark hair and a loose ponytail, and you were wearing...
Dispelling some of the mystery around Josie Heller to some of my listeners. My gosh, here I am.
I guess you can't edit it out, so I'm just going to go for it. I'm just going to say, I just want to invite you out. I got some family who are musicians, and they have like a little band. They're playing next week, and I try to support them. They're my cousins, you know, they're twins.
I would like to know if you'd like to come. I was there helping out a friend, and so
I knew you. I knew it. You just let me go to your producer. I think his name was Fran, and he can give me your real phone number, and
Wait,
then you and
you know,
I.
You know, it's so funny. Mm-hmm. We've got to cut to commercial.
I get it, Josie.
But I will send you back.
I get it, Josie.
Yeah, I get it.
You're trying to play it cool for your audience, and that's cool by
me.
Fran, I get it. I'm winking.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like we've disconnected.
You know, we've got to head to commercial, cutie, so you sit tight for a word from our sponsors.
You know, we actually have like 10 more.
Frank, you heard me. Word from our sponsors.
Oh, so it is. Huh.
Joanne, you dog. Oh, I'm Joanne. Nobody likes me.
It's not that.
What? Oh, you don't like him? What do you have? Like a weird tooth? Talk too close? Smell
funny?
No,
I don't.
Old car?
I don't actually know. I don't know that guy.
Well, of course. I mean, speed dating. You only get to talk to him for like a minute or...
I didn't talk to anybody.
What?
I watched. I couldn't find the nerve to actually join in.
Well, then who is Vanette? Oh. Okay. Well, hey, even so, this could be one of those funny stories you tell your kids about. Oh, meet
you. I'm not having kids.
Oh. Okay. Well, we're back in 3, 2.
Okay, cuties, welcome back. We've got more of your questions to answer. Who do we have next, Frank?
Well, coming up next, we have Kinsley from Yatahe.
Kinsley, welcome to the show. Thanks for starting us off.
Oh, it's actually Kinsley. Like, keen. I'm keen to be here.
Oh, Kinsley. Thank you for the correction. I'm sorry. So, what brings you to the show?
All right, Josie, I, like, met this really cool girl online. Her name is Jamila, like Pamela, but with a J.
All right.
She is so cool, and I really want to make a good first impression when we meet to go roller skating.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of, like, a few good things to, like, lead with to make a really good first impression, and I just want to run them by you and see if that's going to work, you know?
Wonderful. So what can you tell me about Jamila first? How did you meet? What was the spark? Spin the story for me.
Well, we were on this site called Fruit Meets Vegetable. You know, it's like a little quirkier than Tinder or Hinge. But really what caught me was her septum pierce. Like, so cool. We both have magenta hair.
Oh,
so
wow.
I think that's something I really fancy, you know?
So how are you going to wow Jamila for these first impressions?
Well, Josie, I bought these really cool light-up shoes. Do you think that's, like, not cool? What do you think?
How old are you, Kinsley?
Oh, yeah, I'm like a ripe 19, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that is rad. So, you know, I am not going to lie. I am not always the most hep cat. So in a way, I mean, if they've come back, have at it. It can't hurt. But what else is there?
So yeah, my plan B is to lead with the fact that, like, I have visited the largest rubber band ball, like, at least 3 times.
All right. That's...
I've just recently started studying close-up magic.
Oh.
Yeah, like, do you think if I do some, I can make, like, crayons disappear?
Yeah.
And then reappear?
I usually don't think of making that kind of magic on a first date, but look at you, breaking the mold. I'm really, I'm smelling what you're stepping in. How are you going to meet her? Are you going to hug? Are you going to give her a kiss? Like, how is...
Yeah, I was really thinking about bowing.
Mm.
Do you think that'll work?
Mm.
Okay, well, what should I do? Curtsy?
Curtsying, I do think, is a step
above bow, but why not just, hey, bring it in for a hug?
Oh, snap.
What else have you got? You said you had a list.
Okay. Yeah, I could, give her my favorite beach towel. It has the Brazilian flag on it, because my distant cousin brought it back once for me.
Keep them coming.
Yeah, I have this, like, framed map of Chautauqua Lake that my grandma gave me, but I've never been to Chautauqua Lake,
No, but that it doesn't have any sentimental value unless you both went. So, next thing.
Well, I was thinking of bringing her my favorite silly putty. It's sparkly, so I thought she could keep it in her pocket and, like, have it as a memento or something.
All right.
Yeah, it makes, like, fart noises, which is kind of cool.
Anything else?
The weight of the heart is through a fart.
Oh, you're just firing on all cylinders. Let's...
What if I bring her my favorite meal from Taco Bell? She works at Taco Bell, so, like, she probably has the same favorite meal. Like, I bring her a grilled Crunchwrap Supreme with extra nacho cheese, no real cheese, extra sour cream on the side, Baja Blast, extra large, 4 packets of ranch on the side, just for extra special dipping. What do you think?
Yeah, so what else?
What if I, like, reach out to her, like, in a certain way? Like I say to her, like, ah, Jamila, let's jam it up, sluts.
Here's the thing, Kingsley. You've already met on the app, so in many ways, you've aced the first impression because Jamila's gonna go on a date with you. You've already killed it. You got your light-up shoes, you're gonna be waiting for the slow dance, and you're gonna get to hold hands during
I mean, I don't even know if I can handle that. That sounds amazing, though. Like, Jamila is kind of like the first person I'd ever really be dating. Yeah, the nerves are high.
She's meeting you on a date. You've already crushed the first impression. Now all you can do is make sure that Jamila sees the sweet, the earnest, and the caring person that I've just spent several minutes on the phone with. And if you do that, you are set up for success, my love. Okay, cutie?
Oh, wow, thanks. You're way nicer to me than my grandma.
Oh, well.
Okay, I feel like I have what I needed, but thanks, Josie.
Afraid it's time for last call, Josie. We got Jackson calling in from Peak Place.
Jackson, belly on up to the bar. What can I do for you?
Hey, Josie. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, I'm all right. How about you?
I'm doing good, thanks. So here's the thing. Okay, I don't know. Last week, my cousin, he says, you want to go out? So I said, okay, let's go out. And we went down to the Maple Leaf over on Oak Street down there, and they had Zydeco Bill and the Headhoppers, you know, playing. And it was a nice night, and we were just sitting there having a few beers, and this girl, who I never seen her before, she come up and she says, you want to dance to me? She asked me to dance. So first dance was like a two-step, right? And we're doing the two-step, and I'm like, oh, this is nice. This is nice, nice girl. She just wants to dance. And then the second dance, Josie, was a slow dance.
Oh.
And I think, okay, now she's going to walk away and go back to her friends. But she slow danced with me.
Oh, well, Jackson.
And I mean, it was, I got to tell you, it was real, real nice. And so there I am. We're slow dancing, and then the number ends, and... And I thought maybe I'd talk to her, you know, for a little while. I don't talk to girls that often, but sometimes I do talk to them. After the end of the song, she just turned tail and she just runs out front door.
Oh.
She just runs out the front door. And I thought, oh, no.
Oh, no. And, she's Cinderella'd on you.
Well, see, it's funny you should say that. Because when I went outside, there was a shoe.
No.
A woman's shoe in the parking lot.
No.
That had to be her shoe. I don't know if it's gonna go nowhere, but I felt a connection, and I thought, here's this shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she left it on purpose. Maybe she didn't. Maybe it's not even her shoe. I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, do you think I should go door to door, like in Cinderella? Like on a horse. I don't have a horse. My brother-in-law has one. Maybe he lends it to me. And I could be like Prince Charming. And, or maybe just go on social media and be like, who lost this shoe? I think I might love you.
Oh, well, first off, you should not go door to door.
No. Okay, I didn't think that was the right idea.
But here's the thing. You have already set this in motion, my friend, because here you are. You have the radio at your disposal.
Oh.
So, anyone in Peak Place.
I didn't even think of that.
If you were down listening to Zydeco Bill and the Headhoppers, and you danced with a man, and you might have left your shoe, call into this station and we will connect you. How does that sound, Jackson? You leave your information with Frank, and if we find your Cinderella, if we find your runaway gal, we will put you two together.
I gotta say, Josie, that might be the nicest thing that anybody ever done for me.
We will absolutely do that. And I mean that. Out there, if we have a New Mexican Cinderella, just know there's a gentleman here who is gonna try and ask you to dance one more time. Why not? Third song's a charm. Frank, I can't think of a better way to end our night. Is that right?
Well, I can think of one better way. We actually have a return caller from earlier in the night. Maybe love is still in the air for our own Josie Heller?
You know, that's so tempting. But I think we might want to just end tonight on a high and send everyone off to dreamland, don't you?
Yeah, I suppose we must. Don't worry, I'll keep him on hold.
Mm-hmm. Let's keep this love going. My lonely hearts, you won't be lonely for long. If you call into the show, you've got Josie's ear. Thank you so much, cuties. You're going to have a great week until I hear you again. Now, don't move a muscle. We've got another show coming up. Frank, what it's...
The next show is Jaquan's Vegan Cookout.
Jaquan's Vegan Cookout. Jaquan's Vegan Cookout is an hourly series dedicated to how to be vegan and barbecue at the same time. A lot of folks in New Mexico have run afoul of some vegans. How do you host a vegan at your next cookout? Jaquan is going to show you how. We've got tabbouleh, we've got quinoa, we've got seitan, and not that fun dark lore type. So pull up a chair and some tahini for Jaquan's Vegan Cookout. Only on KDNM.
Okay. We are clear. I think that went very well.
What were you trying to pull with that stunt?
Pull? Me? I'm trying to push you two together.
Uh-huh.
You can't deny there were some sparks. I think you guys have a real shot.
Well, who doesn't love a good catfish?
I don't know. Deep fried, little slice of lemon.
Look, Frank, either I'm not Vanessa, who he actually met at this event, or I'm not Josie, the radio host he's got some crush on. There isn't a world where this guy's pleasantly surprised by meeting Joanne Holtzinger.
I mean, come on, Joe. If you really felt that way, why'd you go in the first place?
I needed material. I had writer's block is all.
Oh. Well, in that case, mission accomplished. It was a good show. I'll let him down gently, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's for the best.
Good show. See you next week.
Yeah, you too.
This is Frank. You have to understand, a lot of people call to ask Josie out, and fortunately her dance card is...
Actually, do you mind holding on for just 1 second? Hey everyone, Josie's Lonely Hearts Club was created by Maximilian Clark and Rachel Music. Our callers this week included the talents of Al Pagano, Carla Lerner Montero, Laura Lee Walsh, and Shane Snyder. Josie's Lonely Hearts Club is brought to you by the good people at the Good Story Guild. Keep track of us on Instagram at Good Story Guild and follow us on our Discord in the show notes below. If you enjoyed the show, consider leaving a review on your podcatcher of choice and tell your friends. All right. Night night, cuties. Hey, yeah, I'm back. You know, the thing with Josie, she's a good girl, but honestly, high maintenance. I think you're dodging a bullet there, champ. No. Hey, you know what they say, plenty of fish in the sea. Oh, you fish? Why? Yeah, I guess. I'm not doing much this weekend.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Are you two still awake?
Dad, we're too excited!
You'll be tired at Mockery Manor tomorrow, and it's bigger than ever, so you really do need to sleep.
Daddy, tell us about the new expansion!
Okay.
Yay!
Once upon a time, there was a wonderful place, Mockery Manor. Everyone loved it, but sometimes it felt lonely.
Aww.
The manor longed for a companion, so they built a whole new park right next door and called it Claytonville. And it was the
rootinest, tootinest place you ever did see. Yee-haw! Hop on board the brand new Mockery Railroad all the way to Claytonville. Toot toot! In Claytonville, there are 4 cowboy lands to explore. Lasso a goat in Farmin Valley. Kiss your girl's best friend in Lovelorn Town.
Stop it, Terry.
And in Cowboy Christmas Town, hop on down to the Bluegrass Grotto to meet Cowboy Santa.
Ho, ho, ho down!
And are you brave enough to ride the wildest ride in Claytonville? Look out, it's the Four Spurs Pine Train!
To go to Mockery Manor and Claytonville.
2 parks in one and only $19.99 for a family of 4.
And how about you? Yeah, that's right. You, listening to this. Are you ready to come back to Mockery Manor? Season 3, available now.